This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Before we tackle the Tosfos of Bechosh and Nitraf, just let's make sure we understand the Rashi. Before we do that as well, who is not part of the evening Seder? For onus or other reasons, who is not part of the 5 to 7, the 5:30 to 7 Seder? Barry? Several days of the week. In addition to the Shir. In addition to the Shir, you're here 2 days a week. So then, okay. Johnny?
2 or 3 days a week.
In addition to the Shir?
No. Probably 1 to 2 in addition to the Shir.
Okay, and that's a temporary thing or that's a long term thing?
I'm usually
doing
one more, so probably 2 in addition to
the Shir. Okay. And Trevor? And you. Ein Poydin Oisoy. So Rashi learned that a Bechor She Nitraf means Bechor Odom She Neherag B'toich Lamed Yoyim. This is a human Bechor who has been killed during the first 30 days of his life. Ein poydin oisay, ein tzorich lifdoisay. There is no chiyuv to be poyder. There is no reason to be poyder him. If he was killed, ve'im meis me'atzmos, asks Rashi a question: why then talk about a bechor she nitraf? Why not talk about a bechor she meis, a bechor who died? Why a bechor has been killed? Says Rashi, because ve'im meis me'atzmos lo itztrich lan lemeimer. If he died naturally, then it doesn't have to tell us this din. The Hoksiv, because it says Ufeduyov mi ben chodesh tifte, and the pidyon takes place from a month old until the child is a month old. There is no chiyuv to be poyder. So Rashi says clearly that this posuk of Ufeduyov mi ben chodesh tifte applies only to a bechor who dies naturally. If a bechor doesn't make it to 30 days, then because of the posuk of Ufeduyov mi ben chodesh tifte, there is no chiyuv pidyon. So what about if he's killed? That's the kasha on Rashi. So why if he's killed, are we also not governed by this halacha? The fact is, comes 30 days, he's not around. He hasn't survived 30 days. What difference does it make for what reason he hasn't made it to 30 days? If the posuk says that a pidyon takes place at 30 days, and this child didn't make it to 30 days, what's the havamina that there should even be a pidyon? Answers Rashi, aval hashto itzrich lashminen. But in the case of Nitraf, we do need a special limud. Deloy amrinen iloy iktil havachai, deloy nefel. Because without this ach, without the achilek, I would have thought that since the child had nothing physiologically wrong with him and would normally have survived to the 30 days, maybe he needs pidyon. V'lifrikein, let him have pidyon. K'mashmalan, it comes to teach us now that even though he would have made it to 30 days if it weren't for this outside cause, he doesn't have to have pidyon nevertheless. Now, what does Rashi mean here? Does Rashi mean... Well, what we've got to focus on in Rashi is why that first posuk of Ufeduyov ben Chodesh Tifteh doesn't include the Bechor She Nitraf as well. So the Pashtus, the way Tosfos understands Rashi is that because Ufeduyov ben Chodesh Tifteh is not a Gzeres HaKosov, that it's got to be a month old. Really, every Bechor needs a Pidyon the moment he's born. The only thing is, until he's 30 days old, we don't know that he's a viable child. And there's no chiyuv pidyon on a child that isn't viable. So we need the 30 days simply to satisfy ourselves of his viability. Once that's the case, I might have thought that in a case of Neherag, where the child was viable, it's just because of Neherag that he didn't make it, I might have thought that there's a chiyuv pidyon. Kamashmalan, no, even then there isn't a chiyuv pidyon. Why not? That's the question. Now, why is there no chiyuv pidyon in the case of Neherag? What are the possibilities? Why might there not be a chiyuv? What could the reasons be that there's no chiyuv pidyon? Number one is, do we really know? Now, how can we be sure? The fact that he didn't make it, although it was due to extraneous causes, we don't have a test to satisfy ourselves. The halachic criteria has not been fulfilled to satisfy ourselves that he was viable. Maybe he wouldn't have made it. That's one possibility. In which case, theoretically, if we know, if we do have a lachik criteria, even though he was killed, there should be pidyon. If a baskel would come and tell us this child was viable, we should do a pidyon. Or there's another way that we might learn Rashi. But it comes to teach us that ufaduyu of mi ben chodesh tifte applies irrespective. It's got nothing to do with viability. The havamina is that ufaduyu of mi ben chodesh tifte is because of viability. Comes the achilek to tell us it has nothing to do with viability. That even in the case of Merag, he isn't killed. That's a possible way of learning Rashi, but that's not how Tosfos learns Rashi.
Wouldn't that be very difficult? Because Rashi would have a difficulty explaining mi ben chodesh. Why would the
person
come to have
been
Chodesh if you weren't interested in viability?
So that, the same way as Tosfos, how do you answer that in Tosfos?
Tosfos says it's exact, of course, that it has to be present on day 30, but Rashi doesn't learn like that.
So Rashi would then learn that the Achille comes to teach us that it's exeris
akosif. Yes, but we were talking about now, the Rav was going through the two possibilities of what Rashi would hold if we didn't have the exeris akosif. So I'm saying without the Ach, you can't even have a havamina that we're not interested in viability because he has to explain the choice.
Without the ach, we don't. Without the ach, it's clear. Rashi learns that it's clearly viability.
Yes.
Ufdi of mi ben chedesh tifte is clearly an issue of viability.
Right.
The question is, what does ach do? Does ach teach us that in the case of neherag, he still needs pidyon because we don't know about viability, or does ach come to teach us that even where you know viability, you still can't have a pidyon before 30 days? That's what's not clear in Rashi, and that's why Tosfos says mashmak tas. Let's look at the lashon in Tosfos. B'chosh litrav b'tzeich lamed yom, kibush hakudfus she neherag. The Rashi learns that means neherag. That nitraf means killed. The word nitraf has two possible meanings. The one is killed, and the other is becomes a trefo. That we don't say if he weren't killed he would have survived. He's not a nefel. We should do a pidyon. That's what Rashi says. Mashmak tzas. There's a slight implication, says Tosfos. That's why it's a slight, because there are two ways of learning Rashi. But there is Tosfos' preference is to learn in the way that Rashi holds that this is not exeris akosif, but really all we're interested in is viability. And if we can satisfy ourselves about viability, then a pidyon would take place, even if the child didn't survive till 30 days for outside reasons. Mashmak tzas de'in kinlan begave. It's a little bit implied that if we knew for sure the kol eloi chadoshov, that the pregnancy terminated successfully, completely and successfully, v'chai, And the child would have been born alive, hoyo chayev lifdoisod, he would have been chayev to do pidyon. That's the diuk that Rashi, the Tosfos makes in Rashi, and based on that diuk, the Tosfos launches into his attack. The koshe. And his kashe is based on the Gemara in Bechiris. So the way Tosfos is going to be structured is, the first part of Tosfos is a kashe from Bechiris, a possible answer which Tosfos is going to disprove with two proofs. That's the first part of Tosfos, where he states his kasha. A kasha from Bechoras, a possible answer, and two rejections of that answer. One rejection of that answer with two proofs. What's the kasha? The Beperek Yesh Bechor Omar Gabi Poyde Benoy Teich Lamed Yoyim Venis Achlu Hamoyis Lachazman. There we had a case where a man performed the act of pidyon within 30 days, and the money that he gave at that time was consumed before the 30 days were up. Then when the 30 days come, ein benoy podi, the pidyon has not been chal. The child is not considered nifte, or not considered podi. Why? Because at the time of the chalos of the pidyon, there was no money. There was nothing to take place at that time. Asks Tosfos v'koshe v'amai, why v'ho igloi milta l'mafreya d'loi nefelhu. It's true that now that we want the pidyon to take effect, there is no money. But in fact, now we don't need money anymore, Because now that the child has reached 30 days, we know for sure that at the time the father gave the money, 2 weeks ago, the child was a bar kaima, the child was not a nephil, the child was viable. And therefore, the pidyon could have been chal then. We don't even need the pidyon to be chal now. It's true that if the pidyon has to be chal now, we have a technical problem, there's no money. But if we don't need the pidyon to be chal now, if the pidyon could have been chal 2 weeks ago, retrospectively, then it would be good. Why couldn't it be chal then? For only one reason. We didn't know the child was viable. But now we do know that the child was viable at that time. So let the pidyon have taken effect at that time rather than at the 30-day time.
The
miscarriage.
So it's not a miscarriage,
yeah.
Now, why are they using the word miscarriage if you're talking about full-time babies?
Nephil is probably not the right... The miscarriage is probably not quite the right term. What else could one use? What other term could one use?
It's not stillborn.
The baby is born, but not viable.
Not halakhically viable,
yeah.
30 days of viability.
Halakhically, not physically viable. Not physically viable as defined by halakha. Therefore, it means a miscarriage. We consider that a miscarriage, even though the baby is born alive. If the baby is not born viable, we don't call that born alive. The fact that the baby is born and is alive at that time, but is inherently not viable by halakhic criteria, we don't call that a live birth.
So could you be talking about a baby that's sort of on the borderline of being able to survive on its own, like a 26-week?
Yes. Yes, except halacha doesn't know exactly at what, or isn't interested at defining it gynecologically as much as let's wait and see. Yeah, the halachic definition is, can it go for 30 days on its own? If it can survive 30 days in a normal environment, the interesting shaila is whether incubation would be considered counted in those 30 days. I don't think so. I would say off the cuff that the 30 days viability test has to be in a normal environment. Not in an artificial, without respirators and without incubators, yeah.
So are we saying over here that we would in fact, the minute the baby was born, do a pidyon?
Yes, sure. Tosfos says that's what Rashi is saying, that if we could satisfy ourselves halakhically on the day of the birth, that the baby was halakhically viable, then we could do a pidyon immediately.
Then
you could do a pidyon immediately. What I've just said has a very interesting halakhic ramification, which I don't think people one actually has to look at. What are people knowing? If a baby is born and put into an incubator, when do they do the pidyon? According to what I'm saying, you should wait 30 days until from the time the baby comes out of the incubator. Yeah, but I haven't heard that. I think people just count from 30 days from the birth, which could be wrong. Could be wrong. One needs to actually have a look at that. But on the basis of this, if it's Xeris HaKosev, according to Tosfos, I suppose that's what it will depend on. According to the Tosfos Xeris HaKosev, it's 30 days from the time of birth, and probably that's how we paskin. But according to Rashi, so we have a Natkimin El Halacha. According to Rashi, not just in Tosfos' weird case, but now with modern technology, with modern medical technology, we have an interesting Natkimin El Maisa. According to Rashi, if a child is born and put into an incubator, we'll have to wait 30 days after the incubation before you can do a pidyon. Whereas according to the Tosfos, you'll do it 30 days from the beginning.
Rabbi, according to what we understood over here, the whole idea was that in order to establish to do pidyon, it had to be a petarechim. And in order to be a petarechim, it had to have been inside the womb for 9 months.
No.
Or else deemed to have continued its existence outside of the womb.
No, it has to be a bechor. It has to be a bechor. Not from a Peterechim point of view. It has to be a Bechor. You're right, it has to be Peterechim, but that's not relevant to the issue here. The issue here is it has to be a Bechor, and a Bechor means a Bechor that is alive, that survives. Because it's a Peterechim, it is even if it's born dead. The next child doesn't have a pidyon. So Peterechim is even if the child is not born alive at all, it's still considered Peterechim. But it's not a Bechor.
But with respect to your incubators here, not every normal pregnancy lasts 9 months.
Right, therefore.
So you'd have to delay even a normal pregnancy?
No, if it's 30, the 30-day viability is the halakhic definition. What we're worried about is incomplete pregnancies, incomplete not only in time, but also in maturity.
But Rashi takes both into account.
Yes, but the way we establish whether it was a halakhically satisfactory pregnancy is by the 30-day survival test. Then, irrespective of the length of the pregnancy, we say this pregnancy was kosher. No, so according to Rashi, that's no problem. If he survived 30 days in a normal environment, then he's a viable Bechor. Irrespective of what happened before. I'm saying that 30 days in an incubator is not a halachic survival test yet. That's not called a bar kaima. You've created an artificial environment because he can't survive. That's why you've done it. Adarabah, that's the opposite. So you would need 30 days after the... Whereas according to Tosfos, it's a gzeres hakosuv. Halachically, the birth has taken place already. And 30 days after the birth, if the child is there, you do a pidyon.
Terminating
the period of pregnancy.
So what we establish in the corpse that it completed its pregnancy.
We establish in?
Begave.
No, not begave, doesn't mean the corpse, begave. If we were certain, where's the Kimlan begave, with respect to him we know for sure, that's what Kimlan begave means. To kalul chadoshav, that the pregnancy was complete and perfect, there was nothing wrong, that the child is born absolutely normal. That doesn't mean that something can't happen within the 30 days, but it's not because of a viability thing. A child can get a virus or something and die, not because it wasn't viable. That also would be a difference between Rashi and Tosfos in a sense. That would be like nitraf according to Rashi. If you said that this was a perfectly viable child, the child could have died from this at 2 years old or 3 years old as well. That would not be the case. Would not be the same as a child dying within 30 days because it wasn't properly formed.
So another implication that cesarean operation is a piterech.
No, no.
So does he need a pidyon?
No,
doesn't.
No.
So a child born naturally after the previous child was a cesar
isn't a bechor. You've got. You need a peterechim and you need a bechor. Yeah. For kosher, the perek yesh bechor. Oh, mar gabi poyde benoy teich lamed yoyim nisach lamo yislach azmana in benoy podu va amai asks toisus v'hoi gloy milsel mafreya. Now there's a retrospective clarification. The loy nefel, who that this child is not a nefel. Elovadai, and yet we see that the Gemara doesn't work that way. We're not satisfied. We're not willing to allow the pidyon to have taken place retrospectively, even though the halakhic criteria have been fulfilled. Elovada gzeres hakosuv. So we must say this is a gzeres hakosuv mifeduyov mi ben chidish tifde. From that pasuk we learn that come what may, 30 days is the time. And just as you can't keep Shabbos on Friday and you can't keep Rosh Hashanah in Nisan, so you can't do a pidyon earlier than 30 days, and it has nothing to do with viability. That's how the Tosfos learns it. Dafilu kimlon shekolu chadoshuv, that even if we know for sure that the pregnancy was complete, Sorich lamed yoim, those 30 days still have to be gone through. That's point number one. So Tosfos takes issue with Rashi based on the Gemara in Bechiris that the posuk of Ufuduyov ibn Chodesh Tifte is not a viability test, but it's a gzeres hakosuv as to the correct timing of the mitzvah of pidyon. Be interesting also as to whether it's a mitzvah saseh she'azman groma or not. According to Rashi, it's not really a mitzvah saseh she'azman groma, is it? It doesn't have a specific time. As soon as the baby is born, there's a chiyuv pidyon any time. It's just that there's a test that you need to pass, but that's not because it's not a time thing. It might not be. No, there's no big nafkim in the halacha, but as to whether we would categorize it as a mitzvah governed by a time or not. According to Rashi, it's not a mitzvah governed by a time. It's a mitzvah governed by a circumstance. What you need is a viable baby. If you have a viable baby, you can do a pidyon. It has nothing to do with time. According to Tosfos, you need a viable baby plus a time clause. There has to be 30 days before the pidyon can take place. The afal gav de mihaikro. Now Tosfos is going to question, and in questioning, Tosfos is probably going to lead us to Rashi's reasoning. And he says, V'afal gav de mihaikro natkalan kol shisho lamed yoim be'odom ein nefel. But there is, says Tosfos, a principle that 30 days establishes halachic, is the halachic criteria for viability. There is such a principle. And that's what's causing the confusion in Rashi, suggests Tosfos. And where do we learn this from? That there is such a principle that 30 days is the way we establish criteria, not by the pregnancy, and not by pediatric tests at the time of birth. The way we establish viability is 30 days wait. when the child's been around for 30 days, there's viability. Where do we learn that from? From this very pasuk of Mi Ben Chodesh Memale, of Ufaduy of Mi Ben Chodesh Tifte. The fact that we learn it from that very pasuk seems to mean that that's, otherwise how do you learn it from the pasuk? You're learning it from the pasuk because the Torah says you can't do a pidyon before a month. If you can't do a pidyon before a month, why not? Says the Gemara, we learn from that a month is the viability test. Well, if that posuk has nothing to do with viability, if that posuk is just a gezeiras hakosov, how can you learn viability from it? That's Tosfos' kasha, which is a very strong kasha on himself, in support of Rashi. If the Gemara learns from that very posuk that 30 days constitutes a halachic viability, then that's what the posuk must be teaching us. If the posuk is merely a gezeiras hakosov giving us the time, how can we learn from that there's viability of the 30 days of the viability? That's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos answers it, not by answering it directly, but by showing that we have another parallel case. So we have a precedent for exactly the same, a gzeres hakosuv, from which we nevertheless learn a viability criterion. What is that? Hachnami dashinen ches yomim bivahemo eina nefil. Where do we learn from that in the case of an animal, 8 days is the viability test? Whereas a human child needs 30 days to establish viability, an animal needs only 8 days. Midichtiv, miyoyim hashmini vaholo yerotze lekorban. We learned it from the fact that an animal can be brought as a korban only after 8 days. From there we learned that viability is 8 days in an animal. Ve'afilo hochi ki kimlan dekolu chadoshov. Ask Tosfos, now let's test. Let's take that case and say for an animal 8 days is viability. Point number one. Point number two, there is a din that you cannot bring an animal of less than 8 days for a korban. Let's test, is that a gzeres hakosuv or is that because of viability? The fact that you cannot bring an animal as a korban in less than 8 days, is that because there has to be viability established before you bring a korban? Or has the 8-day halacha, as far as a korban concerned, got nothing to do with viability? It's a gzeres hakosuv. And if we will find that it's a gzeres hakosuv, we will see that nevertheless, that Gemara is happy to learn from that gzeres hakosuv that 8 days constitutes viability. In that case, we can accept it for the 30-day viability test in the human being as well. That's the process Tosfos is going to go through. He's not explaining why we can do it. He's explaining that we can do it. Let's see how. If we know for sure that an animal has had a complete pregnancy, it would still be considered mechusas man even in less than 8 days. We would not be able to bring it as a korban, even though we knew for sure it's viable. When do we start counting a year for a bechor? Chad Omer, why do we have to count a year for a bechor? What does the Gemara bring with the reason for? Does the Gemara say for Maaser Behemah? What does the Gemara say is the reason? Sorry? Did you look at the Gemara there? Should have a look and see what the reason is that we need to count the year for. Tomar b'chor me'emesai me'inim lo'ishono chad omar misho she'nire la'hartzo. One says,
didn't we once say in the Gemara about a baal tachet that you've got to bring the korban within a year?